All right, good morning.
大家早安。
Hope everyone's doing well this morning.
希望大家今天都做得都很好。
It's pretty hard to believe that it's already August 1st, right?
很难相信今天已经是八月份的第一天。
And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, and I'm thankful to be here with you guys today.
今天看上去天气很好，非常感恩今天和大家在一起。
Excited to have some of my family join us today. They're back there in the back.
今天我的家人也参加了今天的敬拜。
If you want, you can get to know them after. They'll have lots of good things to say about me, I'm sure. So.
大家可以之后留步和他们一定会说我很多好话。
At least that's all they're allowed to say while they're here. So, yeah. But we're going to be in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1.
今天我们会看罗马书的第一章。
I want to thank the worship team for leading worship today.
感谢敬拜团队今天带领我们的敬拜诗歌。
I didn't know what songs they were leading this morning, but those songs really helped to prepare my heart.
今天他们今天带领这些诗歌真的是非常帮助我准备我的心，预备我的心。
So I'm going to go ahead and read our text for this morning, and then we'll pray, and then we'll jump right into it.
我们今天一起来读今天的经文，然后我们祷告，然后我们开始今天的正道。
I apologize, I don't have a PowerPoint today, so I encourage you to follow along with a Bible or Bible app.
今天的经文没有打出来，大家可以用你们的手里面的圣经一起来跟着我读。
Let's go. Romans, we're going to start in Romans chapter 1, verse 8 to 17.
今天我们来看罗马书第一章第八节到十七节。
Says this, First I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is proclaimed in all the world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you, always in my prayers, asking that somehow by God's will I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you,That is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to come before you today.
亲爱的天父，感谢你让我们今天有机会来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for your revealed word that you've given to us.
我们感谢你给我们你的话语。
God, we ask that you would speak through your words today.
主啊，我们祷告，求你通过你的话语向我们讲话。
God, we ask that you would control my tongue and that I would only speak the words that you want.
请你真是控制我的舌头，让我只说你让我来讲的这一切。
God, we ask that you would help us, as James 1 says, Lord, to not just to be hearers of the word, but to be doers of it.
主啊，请你帮助我们，让我们听你的话语，让我们能够。
And God, our number one request this morning, Lord, is that you would be glorified. Father, we ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we jump back to Romans, our text for this morning. Today's message, I think, will be a pretty simple message.
It won't be something
new. It'll be something I'm sure you've heard before.
这个不是一个新的信息，我以前也分享过。
But I think sometimes it's good and it's important for us to go back to the basics and be kind of reminded of where we're coming from.
经常会重复一些我们以前的信息是很好的，让提醒我们能够回到神的话语里边。
And what God has done in our lives.
能够回顾神在我们生命中的做工。
And so I hope this will be a practical reminder to us and a helpful challenge to us this morning.
我会用这个来作为一个真是非常实际对我们的提醒提醒我们日常的生活。
And as we look at this passage and as I've been preparing this week, my hope and prayer is that we would better understand the life-changing power of the gospel.
在我这星期准备这个正道经文的时候一个心里面很有一个信念就是我们要体会到耶稣的福音给我们生命中带来大的能力。
Not just so that we can have more knowledge and more understanding of it, but so that it will cause us to worship God more and to boldly share Him with others.
让我们会能更深地了解神的话语，人们从心灵里面深刻地能够赞美他，能够敬拜他。
And so here in Romans chapter 1, or the book of Romans,
在罗马书,
the writer is the Apostle Paul.
这个他作者是使徒保罗。
In Romans, we call it the book of Romans, but it's a letter that he's writing to the church here at Rome.
我们称为罗马书，其实是他写给罗马教会的一封书信。
It's important to note that up to this point that Paul has not actually been to Rome.
直到他写这封信的时候，保罗还没有去过罗马。
So maybe you caught it in his greetings to them, but he's longing to go. That's like, it's on his list, you know, to make it to Rome.
他在写信的在问候里面他讲到他心里一直渴望要拜访他们但是一直还没有成行
And here in the beginning of our text in verse 8 he tells them that he's thankful for them
在开始的这段经文讲到他为他们感恩
And his greeting to them isn't necessarily unique to them this is kind of like a common greeting in one way or another to the different churches that he would write to
他这个问候呢是一个非常共同的一个主题他给很多教会写信都会这样问候
So Paul says that he is thankful for them in verse 8 and 9 says First I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is proclaimed in all the world
在第八节第九节他讲到我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢神因为你们的信德传遍天下
He's thanking God for them he's telling me he's thankful that for their faithAnd that maybe it's kind of like us. Sometimes we can feel like we're the only Christians, right? We can feel like we're in a bubble. But Paul says, hey, your faith is known throughout the world.
他这里感谢神，神说罗马基督徒他们的信德传遍天下，他为他们的信心向神献上感谢。
Paul says, even though that I haven't been there with you yet, I've heard of your faith, and I'm encouraged by your faith.
保罗讲到，虽然我还没有到你们的去过，但是我已经听到你们的好的行为，我被你们的行为所
Yeah, you could probably even imagine that just that alone would probably be encouraging to the church at Rome to know that, hey, like, not that to pat on my back, but that, you know, people know that we're here. Like, there's other Christians that are praying for us that know that God's working in Rome.
So, 我们就通过这段问候就可以看到罗马教会的基督徒其实会心里会受到很大的激励。虽然保罗没有到他那去过，但是他已经听说过他们的信用，他们的所谓的行为和信心。
In 9 and 10, he reminds him he's praying for them. He says, For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you always in my prayers.
他这里讲到说，在我的祷告期间，我常常向神恳求，照神的旨意，能够希望到你们那里去。
And so, and then he mentions to him his desire and his prayer that he can come to them, that he can be with them.
他心里面的愿望，在他的祷告中，他一直是想去拜访他们。
He says, as we continue verse 10, it says, always in my prayers, asking that somehow, excuse me, by God's will, I may now at last succeed in coming to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you.
在十节讲到，在祷告之间常常恳求，或者照神的旨意，终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去，因为我切切的想见你们，更要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固。
So we see this strong desire from Paul that he really wants to come and be with this church in Rome.
我们看到保罗这个心里边的很深的这个渴望，他想去到罗马去拜访罗马的教会，与他们同在。
He's longing to come and to serve alongside them and to encourage them and to uplift them and be uplifted by them.
他是心里边这种深深的渴望，是想和他们在一起，和他们一起服侍，然后彼此来个坚定彼此的信心。
Talks about this mutual encouragement in verse 12. He says, That is, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine.
在十二节讲到，这样我在你们中间，因你与我彼此的信心，就可以同得安慰。
He wants to encourage them, but he also needs their encouragement.
他是非常想鼓励他们，他同时也需要这些罗马教会基督徒的鼓励。
This isn't necessarily the point of the message, but I think it's a reminder for us as a biblical church, too, that hey, we're here to be encouraged, but also to encourage one another.
这也是对我们是一个是一个提醒。作为属基督的教会，我们需要鼓励别人，我们也需要接受大家的鼓励。
Here's the Apostle Paul, the great missionary. That's acknowledging, like, hey, Church of Rome, I need your encouragement as well.
这里边保罗提醒到说，保罗教说罗马的教会，我需要你们的鼓励。
And here in verse 13, he restates again his desire, his longing to go to Rome and be with them.
在十三节，他继续讲到他的，他希望他们知道他的心里面非常定义要往他们中间去。
In verse 13, he says, "I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles."
他十三节讲到，弟兄们，我不愿你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是到如今仍有阻隔。
He restates here how much he wants to come to them.
他这里重申说，他心里多么渴望的去到他们中间。
He wants to come and serve alongside them.
他渴望和他们一起共同的服侍。
Like how he says, I don't want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have intended to come to you, but thus far I've been prevented.
他是想到弟兄们，我不愿你们不知道，我屡次定义要往你们那里去，但到现在如今仍有阻隔。
It wasn't just like, you know, the common courtesy thing when you see an old friend or something, you're like, hey, come and visit me one day, but we, like, maybe we mean it, maybe we don't.
这不是说有的时候我们看到一些老朋友，我们随手说一句话，hey, 什么时候来我们这来看看。有的时候我们心里面是这样的认为，有的时候其实也不一定。
Paul says that's not what I'm saying. He says, Paul says that I mean it. I want to come to you. I've tried. I've intended to be there. I've been prevented.
但是保罗这里面他一再的强调他不是这样的，他而是说他希望你们不要你们不知道，我是非常要上往你们那里边去，但只是到现在仍有阻隔。
As the apostle to the Gentiles, basically saying that God has had me in different places. He's given me different tasks that I need to accomplish in other areas.
他讲到他说神把这些对外邦人传福音作为他的使命，所以他的一直在外邦人中服事。
His schedule has been full with other gospel opportunities.
他的行程是为其他的传福音的一些事工来充满。
Well, as we look at this passage, though, and we see Paul's desire to go to Rome, why did Paul want to go to Rome?
我们看这段经文，我们看到很清楚，保罗心意是要去罗马。那我们想一想，为什么他要去罗马呢？
What was his reason for longing so much to be there in Rome?
他心里边是想去罗马，他到底是为什么？
I think we can see this in the next few verses of 14 and 17.
我们从第十四节、十五节可以看到。
His reason for wanting to go to Rome was to preach the gospel.
他的目的是去罗马的目的是要宣讲福音。
That was his intent, that was his hope, that was his focus.
这是他的目标，是他的所有的注意力集中的地方。
You know, his number one goal wasn't to go for sightseeing purposes.
他的第一个目标不是到罗马去是观景。
Even though Rome would have been like one of the cultural centers of the world at the time, he could have probably got some good sightseeing in.
即使说罗马在当时的时候是政治文化的中心，所以它可能有很多地方是很有吸引人的地方。
It wasn't just to make new friends among the church at Rome, which he would do that, and that he desired that as well.
他也不是说去罗马教会去交一些新的朋友，虽然他心里边很希望这样做，但那不是唯一的目的。
It wasn't just to bring social reform to Rome, which needed plenty of it.
他也不是说把一些社会上的变革的信息带到罗马教会。
But his focus and his goal was the same as it had always been throughout his whole ministry, and it was to preach the gospel.
而他的所有的目标，就像他的整个的他的事工的焦点，就是宣讲福音。
It was to bring the life-changing gospel with him wherever he went.
而是把这个改变生命的能力，改变生命的福音的这个能力带到他们中间。
Paul understood that it was the gospel that changed his life, and it would be the gospel that would change others' lives.
他保罗很非常清楚，是福音改变了他的生命。他也知道福音一定能改变别人的生命。
So that was his focus. That was his goal, was to preach the gospel.
那么这就是他的整个的事工的中心，他的焦点就是宣讲福音。
And if we're going to talk about the gospel, it's important to understand what the gospel is.
我们要讲到福音，我们就要知道福音到底是什么。
And I know for many of us, when we hear the word gospel, we already know what it is. We could maybe most of us could rattle off a definition of the gospel.
当我们提到福音的时候，我们很多人大概知道福音是什么。我们很多人可能会写出来关于福音的方方面面。
But this morning I want us to be reminded of it again. Even maybe you've been a Christian for a long time.
但今天早上我想提醒大家，也许你已经是基督徒很长时间，但是我们还要重新回到这一点。
And if we're honest, sometimes, maybe even for those of us who've been a Christian for a long time, that excitement, that fire that we have from being a Christian kind of wanes and fades away.
那么对我们很多的基督徒，尤其对很长时间的基督徒来讲，我们当初感到那种心里面那种激动，那种心里面那种渴望，可能是慢慢的已经有点消失。
And I believe it's important. I know it's important for my life to sometimes stop and just go back and focus on, man, how did I get saved?
我经常会提醒我，即使在我回望我自己的生命中，我在想，时不时要回头看到我的当初，我为什么当初被福音而吸引，为什么能够接受福音？
Why did I even need to be saved?
我为什么要得救呢？
So when we talk about the gospel literally, the word means good news.
那么我们谈到福音，福音的真正的基本的意思就是好消息。
But as Christians, we could argue that it's the greatest news.
我们也可以说这是最好的消息。
But as we understand what the gospel is, if we talk about that good news, it starts with some bad news.
那么我们在谈到这个好消息的时候，我们可能开始要谈一些不好的消息。
It said every human being who's ever been born was a sinner, and because of our sins, we're separated from God.
那么每一个人都是个罪人，因为我们的罪，我们与神分离。
And we are destined to an eternity in hell apart from God.
我们的目标，我们的终点就是走入地狱。
Because of our sins, that's where we were before you came to Christ.
那就是我们在接受主耶稣基督之前，那就是我们的光景。
Because we're a sinner, there's nothing that we could do on our own to restore our relationship with the perfect holy God.
因为我们是这样的罪人，我们自己无论怎样做，都不能以我们自己的力量能够恢复和神之间的关系。
But the good news that we see in the gospel in the Bible is that God loved us so much that He sent His Son.
但是我们从圣经里面我们知道，通过这个福音，神爱我们，甚至把他的独生子赐给我们。
To die on a cross and pay for our sins, so that we might be forgiven and have reconciliation with God.
他死在十字架上，为我们的罪而死，所以我们才有这个能够有这个希望，我们能够活。
And not only did he die, but on the third day Jesus rose again, and he defeating sin and death, and proving once and for all that he is God.
他不仅仅是死了，而是三天之后他重新复活。他打败了死亡，为我们的救赎奠下了根基。
He offers salvation to all those who believe and trust in Him alone for their salvation.
他把救恩给了所有那些相信接受他的人。
This is the good news.
这就是这个福音的根基，这个是好消息的根基。
This is the gospel that Paul wanted to preach at Rome.
那么这就是保罗想向罗马人所宣扬的福音。
This is the gospel that saved us.
那么这也是真正让我们得救的福音。
This is the gospel that we need to remind ourselves about often.
这也是我们要时刻提醒我们自己，为什么我们得救，是我们得救的根基是什么。
You know, sometimes we can, you know, we look at verses like John 3:16 and we read about God's love.
当我们读到约翰福音三章十六节，我们读到神的爱。
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节讲到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。要一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And as Christians, we love to talk about the love of God.
我们作为基督徒，我们很愿意谈神的爱。
Like that God loved me so that He would offer me salvation.
神爱我，他把救恩给了我。
What we see in the Bible, and this is when we preach the whole gospel, is we understand that man, how did God show us His love?
那我们在读圣经的时候，我们看整个福音的信息。看神是怎样向我们显示他对我们的爱。
What were we when God would love us enough to die for us?
我们在想，怎么可能一个神会这样爱我们，甚至为我们而死？
You know, if we're not careful, even as if you've been a Christian for a long time, it's easy to feel like, you know, I know that I needed to be saved, but I really wasn't like that bad comparatively to a lot of people.
有的时候，我们作为基督徒，我们有时候会想，说我知道这福音，我知道我们需要被救赎，但是和别人相比。我好像没有那么糟糕。
And I know maybe most of us wouldn't say that, but I think sometimes we lose that excitement of being a Christian because we forget really where we came from.
有的时候我们会真是会心里边淡化，忘记我们当初为什么要成为基督徒。
Maybe ever since you were a young child, you were a good person, but still we're all sinners. We were all separated from God.
也许你从小从孩子的时代，你就是个很好的人。但是我们所有人都是罪人，因为我们的罪与神永远隔离。
So if we're going to really understand and appreciate the gospel, then we need to understand, hey, what we were saved from.
我们真的要明白福音的实质，明白福音到底是什么，我们就要明白，我们是怎样的，因为福音而得救。
As Christians, as we look back, you know, we weren't, God didn't save us because he saw just this great potential in you.
神救赎我们并不是因为看到我们身里边有很大的潜力。
Or he was like, hey, you know, so-and-so is better than so-and-so.
他不是说，哎，这个人比那个人好很多。
Or I think so-and-so could turn out to be pretty good. Not perfect, but get pretty close.
他不会说这个人，哎，看上去能够变得更好一点，虽然没有完美，但是可能会变得更好一些。
You know, the Bible makes it clear that Christ died for us while we were sinners.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，耶稣基督为我们而死，他死的时候是我们那时候还是罪人，他已经为我们而死。
Because he saw us in this place where we had no hope.
他看到在我们的境况中，我们没有任何希望。
And that's when he extended his love towards us.
那个时候他为我们罪而死。
One of my favorite verses, Romans 5:8, it says, But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
我最喜欢的一段经文是罗马书五章八节。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Aren't you glad this morning that Christ wasn't waiting till you got your act together?
今天我们很高兴，神就是看我们，希望我们把我们的我们重整旗鼓。
And we would be in a mess today. None of us would have hope if God said, "You know, I'm going to save you once you get all of these things worked out in your life."
神没有说是说把你们把你们的生命那个所有的事情都整理好，然后我再救你们，不是这样的。
Once you reach 99% perfection, then I'm going to just push you the rest of the way over.
神没有说你已经自己努力到99%的时候，我最后再推你一下，达到100%。
But the gospel is that even while we were sinners, Christ loved us. Christ died for us.
圣经告诉我们，在我们还是罪人的时候，神为我们而死。
Some other verses in Isaiah, the prophet prophesies in Isaiah 53:5.
在以赛亚书53章5节。
Talking about Jesus, he says, But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed.
在以赛亚书53章5节讲到，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
In 1 Peter 2:24, Peter says, He himself bore our sins, in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
在彼得前书二章二十四节讲到，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
Even while you were a sinner, Christ died for you.
即使说在我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣为我们而死。
Don't ever forget the wonder of the gospel.
千万不要忘记圣经的奇妙。
And remind yourself, maybe set a reminder on your phone daily that, hey, I'm saved.
也许说在你的手机上每天设一个提醒，就是今天说我已经得救。
As you get farther along in your Christian life, don't take it for granted, but constantly remind yourself that where I came from, who it is that saved me.
在我们走在这个基督徒的这个生命旅程中，时刻的提醒我们自己，我们是被救赎的，我们是怎样被救赎的。
You and I, if you're a Christian today, you are a sinner just like everyone else.
你是个罪人，就像所有的人都是罪人一样。
And Christ died for you just like he died for me.
耶稣为你而死，就像他为我而死。
So you have to remind yourself, you're not more deserving of the grace of God than someone else.
你并不是说你更配得神的恩典。
It was his grace.
你比别人更配得。
You didn't take less saving than someone else.
你没有说你得到了恩典是不如别人得到的多。
Christ didn't have to say, you know, I'm shedding my blood, but I only have to shed a little bit for him.
神说为我们的罪而死，他为我们而流血，并没有说我为他流的血多一点，为别人流的少一点。
Jesus died for all of us sinners, all of us who are enemies of God.
耶稣为我们所有的罪人而死。
So Paul, he understood the gospel.
保罗他对圣经真是对福音的信息非常清晰。
Paul had experienced radical change in his life because of the gospel of Jesus.
保罗的自己的生命因为福音的缘故有个真的巨大的改变。
It's just where we see Paul's understanding of the gospel led to his desire to preach the gospel.
那么保罗对圣经福音的实质让他心里面有很深的渴望来向大家宣讲福音。
And as we jump back in our text here, we see Paul's attitude here about preaching the gospel.
我们回头再看经文，我们看到保罗对宣讲福音的他的心意。
His longing to go here to Rome and everywhere he goes to get to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他心里面深深的渴望要去罗马和他到所有的地方去宣讲福音。
And here in verse 14, we see that he says that he's obligated to preach the gospel to everyone.
他在十四节里讲到，他是非常心里面有这个负债，有这个义务，觉得要向所有的人宣讲福音。
Let's jump back to verse 13. We'll read 13 and 14.
我们一起来读十三节和十四节。
It says, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented, in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是到如今仍有阻隔。无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债。
Because I'm under obligation, I'm in debt to all of these people, to all people, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to them.
保罗讲到，说是他心里边有这个非常强的这个义务，他觉得他欠所有人的债，要向所有人传福音。
Paul says to the Greeks and to the barbarians.
他说到对希腊人和对那些外邦人。
And the barbarians wouldn't be necessarily what we think of as barbaric or anything.
这些呢讲到所谓的化坏人，并不是说那些真的是那种野蛮人。
This was basically that the Greeks thought very highly of themselves, so anybody who didn't speak Greek or like follow their customs, they considered barbaric.
那么当时这个讲法是指当时的希腊人觉得自己是非常的聪明，超越别人，所有不是希腊人的人。都被认为是那些野蛮人。
So Paul understood this context, and he's using this language, and basically saying, like, to everyone.
所以这里边保罗用这个比喻是讲是所有的人。
Both to the wise and the foolish, to the very educated and the ones that are the least educated.
对那些聪明的人，对那些愚笨的人，对那些非常受高等教育的人和没有受教育的人，所有的人他都有这个负担。
Paul wasn't concerned with social status. He said everyone needs the gospel. It's the same gospel that saves everyone.
他没有看到每个人的社会地位，他而是说所有的人都需要福音。
And so Paul says, I'm obligated to preach the gospel to them.
所以保罗讲到说，他心里边有这个负债，他需要向所有人传福音。
Where does this obligation come from? One, Paul has been saved by this gospel.
那么这里边他觉得他有这个负债，他有这个义务，是保罗自己已经他认为他自己被救赎。
Paul wants to share the same gospel that saved him.
保罗是想向所有人宣讲那个曾经让他得救的福音。
Also, God specifically called Paul to preach to the Gentile people.
而且神是特意的呼召保罗向外邦人传福音。
And so he has a calling from God to bring the gospel.
他有从神的来的呼召要宣讲福音。
And Paul sees the massive need to bring the gospel. He sees the immense amount of people who are without Christ.
保罗看到这个人们对福音的渴望，看到这么多的人的需要。
Says I'm obligated. I'm indebted to these people. I need to bring the gospel message to them.
所以他说我真是欠他们的债，我心里面有这个强大的这个义务感，我要向他们宣讲福音。
Just like Paul, if you're here this morning, you're a Christian man. We are indebted to you. We are obligated to share this good news that we have with those around us.
所以你是个基督，如果你是个基督徒，在我们中间，今天你心里面也会应该有这种负罪感，这种负债感，要向所有的人宣讲福音。
And so this isn't just like a personal faith we keep to ourselves, but we make it public.
这个不是说我们自己的一个心里边的一个信心就留给我们自己，而是我们应该向大家去宣讲。
So what Jesus says in the Great Commission, right before he ascends back to heaven in Matthew 28, says, Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
所以在马太福音第二十八章讲到这个大使命，二十八章十八节到二十节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我们的门，做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
This morning, my desire is that we understand, we go back, remind ourselves about the gospel that was extended to us.
所以我们这时候要回头想，在当年我们得救，我们听到了这个福音。
So that we can thank and worship God more, but also so that we understand our responsibility in sharing this good news with others.
我们在回想这一切，我们就知道心里面更加的敬拜、感恩，神给我们的救恩，但是更加激励我们要向 向世界宣讲福音。
Let's not keep it to ourselves.
不是说把这福音就留给我们自己。
And not only does Paul say that he's obligated to preach the gospel, this life-saving gospel, but he's also eager to preach the gospel.
就保罗讲到，他不光心里边觉得他负债，他需要向所有人宣讲这福音，而他心里边非常有强烈的这个愿望要宣讲这福音。
If you look in Romans chapter 1, verse 15,
我们看罗马书第一章的十五节。
He said, "So I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome."
他讲到说，我所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
Man, he's excited to preach the gospel to them.
他非常激动，非常的要向大家传这福音。
This isn't just a duty or something that he has to do.
这并不是说他所谓的他必须要做的一个义务。
You know, he's just dragging his feet, and he's like, you know, Rome. I really don't want to go, but I have to go because I'm obligated.
他不是说他自己强迫自己拖着自己的脚，然后觉得我自己必须得去，而不是就说不得不去。
Once again, Paul understood how the gospel changed his life.
因为保罗非常清楚福音改变了他的生命。
And so he was excited to bring this same gospel to others because he knew it would change their life.
他心里面非常的那种激动，他要向所有的人宣讲这个改变生命的这个福音。
He wanted to bring this good news to a hopeless world.
他要把这个好消息带给那个没有希望的世界。
And so he wants to bring this good message, this the greatest of news of all.
他要把这个好的信息，这个美好的福音，带给所有的人。
And if we think about when we have some good news or some exciting news, we can't wait to share it with others.
就像我们可以联想到，当我们自己有好消息，我们心里面让非常振奋人心的消息。我们迫不及待地要向人们分享。
Maybe you can think back on your life to some certain like milestones that you just couldn't wait to share with somebody else.
你可能回想你自己的生命中有一些生命中很大的一些里程碑，你可能迫不及待地向跟大家分享。
Whether you got into the program you didn't know if you'd make, or you got the job that you were hoping you would get.
也可能是你在申请一个学位的一个 program。可能是当时很难进，但是你进去了，或者你一直渴望的一个工作，你终于得到。
Our husbands, you got a young lady to actually say yes, right?
或者是说在婚姻中，你中间等到那个你的婚姻的配偶向你真的说 yes 的时候。
When you had this news that was good to you, you wanted to share with everyone, didn't you?
当你心里面有这个大好消息，你可能迫不及待等着要和大家分享。
You were excited because it was important to you, and most likely you knew that others would probably receive this news pretty well.
因为心里边非常激动，你觉得真是迫不及待，你想大家一定要会跟你讲，跟你感觉一样，也会非常激动。
So you couldn't wait to tell them.
你是等不及的要告诉他们。
You couldn't wait to share this message.
你等不及的要去分享这个好消息。
Because it was good news.
因为这是好消息。
But the story changes a little bit, right? If you have some bad news, or maybe something you need to share with somebody that. You don't know if it'll be received so well.
可能是对于不好的消息来说，你可能这个上这个情景就会变一些，因为你不知道听对方的听到你这个消息会怎样反应。
You know, it's exciting to tell your family that you got a new job that pays better, that's better, you enjoy.
你可能会跟家人非常的想分享你得到一个好的工作，得到了加薪，他们会为你高兴。
But it's not so fun. You don't rush home when you just got laid off.
当你真是在工作上失去这工作的时候，你可能不会有赶回家里边向家人宣告这不好的消息。
So the message changes maybe our excitement level.
那么这个根据这个信息的不同的程度，那情况，那么你可能是这个心里边的这个情况，想分享的这个情况也会变化。
See, the reality is that Paul, he is bringing the greatest news, but he knows that this news isn't received well by everyone.
保罗心里面知道说这个消息是真是大好消息，这个大好消息会被所有人都接受。
So he's not eager to preach the gospel to them because he knows that everyone's going to receive it and welcome him with open arms.
他是非常想急切的要分享这福音。
But he's eager to preach the gospel because of the message, not because of necessarily the reception he's going to get.
他分享这福音并不是因为他认为大家可能会很愿意去接受这福音，而是因为这个福音的本身。
Up to this point, many, maybe even most that Paul's interacted with have rejected the gospel.
在那个时候，我们可以想象，很多人，保罗接触的很多人，可能没有接受这福音，而是拒绝。
For the sake of preaching the gospel, Paul has actually gone through much persecution and difficulty up to this point.
那么在那个时候的时候，保罗其实受到了很多的迫害。
And he's faced a lot of persecution.
他
Because Paul was preaching the gospel, if he would have just shut his mouth and went about his life, maybe he could have lived a pretty peaceful life.
他受这些迫害，很多是因为他宣讲福音的缘故。如果当时他闭嘴，他也许不会受到这么多的迫害。
So Paul is eager to preach the gospel because of the message of the gospel, not because of how it will be received.
保罗是非常急切的去分享福音，不是因为这个福音会被很容易的接受，而是因为福音信息的本身。
Because Paul has already learned from experience that many will not be very kind about receiving this message.
因为保罗知道这个世界不会很容易，很轻易的接受这个信息。
One example of this that Paul gives a list of a lot of his persecutions in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
那么保罗是在哥林多后书列到了很多他受到的迫害的情况。
In verse 23, it says, "Are they?" 2 Corinthians 11, starting in verse 23, it says, "Are they servants of Christ? I'm a better one. I am talking like a madman, with greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless beatings, and often near death. Five times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes, less one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea. On frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false prophets, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure.And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches.
在哥林多后书，保罗讲到他所受到的迫害。他讲到我比你们，他说，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打过重的，冒死是屡次有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次40减去一下，被棍打三次，被石头打了一次，遇到船坏三次，一昼一夜在深海里。又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、同族的危险、外邦人的危险、城里的危险、旷野的危险、海中的危险、假弟兄的危险，受劳碌困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴，不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。
So Paul here, he isn't excited to share the gospel. He's not eager to share the gospel because the welcome party he's going to get when he shows up at Rome.
所以这边讲到保罗是说他要分享这福音，不是因为他期待着可能会有一个很大的一个。欢迎仪式来等着他。
He would probably prefer that the city leaders weren't there welcoming because they'd probably show up with whips or chains.
他可能在心里面知道，他希望那些当地的那些政府官员可能在分享的时候他们不在现场，因为他们在的时候可能会拿着鞭子等着他。
In fact, Paul would ultimately lose his life in Rome for the sake of preaching the gospel.
因为我们知道真正的最后是保罗是在罗马因为福音的缘故失掉了他的生命。
Paul says, "I'm eager to preach the gospel."
Yeah, 保罗是非常心里边渴望，非常的要分享这个福音。
And lastly, Paul says, "He says he's obligated. He's eager to preach the gospel. But also, he says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel."
那么保罗讲，他心里边非常要真是很深的愿望要分享这福音，而同时他说他不以福音为耻。
In verse 16 and 17 it says this, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
在16节17节讲到，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，一人必因信得救。
It says maybe if you have a message that's not going to be received well or some bad news, man, you don't want to share that.
这里边说他这个如果他有的时候我们常人说，如果这消息不太好，他可能大家不会很好接受的时候，可能就不愿意去分享。
Paul says I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
但是保罗讲到说，我不以福音为耻。
You know, maybe he could have felt shame. You know, he got ridiculed because he believed the gospel.
因为保罗是因为他相信福音而被大家讥笑。
He was persecuted and mistreated because he preached the gospel.
他受迫害被虐待，因为他宣讲福音。
He's writing to a church in the city of Rome who was very like anti of the gospel. They ridiculed. They thought that the Christian faith was like a ridiculous faith.
他向那个罗马这个众人去写信，他知道这里边他们很多人都会嘲笑。福音嘲笑这些信主的人。
They thought that it was embarrassing that a Jewish guy would be crucified by some Roman soldiers.
他们觉得可能是会心里边觉得非常的尴尬，觉得是一个犹太人被这个罗马 罗马人钉在十字架上。
All execution is terrible, but they had a standard of execution. You know, like if you were better, you just got your head cut off. But if you were like the lowest of the low, then you were crucified.
那么这个在甚至说在受到这个刑罚的时候也有不同的等级。可能最小的时候有一些等级，那么最深的、最重的等级是可能是要挂在这个十字架上。
But this is the type of place that Rome is.
那么这就是像当时罗马的情况。
But Paul says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel."
但是保罗讲，我不以福音为耻。
I'm not ashamed of the message of the gospel.
我不以福音本身的信息的实质为耻。
Because I'm not concerned with what you think about me.
我不想你们怎么样看我。
Or how well or how or not well you receive me. I just want you to know the message of the gospel.
我不管你们怎样待我，怎样的接待我，只是想你们知道福音是什么。
He goes into great detail and explains why he's not ashamed of the gospel.
那么他继续讲到为什么他对福音不敢不以为耻。
And here he preaches the gospel to them and far fewer words than I have this morning.
那么这里边保罗用非常精炼的语言来讲清福音的实质。
He says this, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Why? For it has the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
那么这个原因是什么呢？就讲我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it has the power to save.
保罗讲到我不以福音为耻，因为福音本是神的大能。
And God is the only one who can offer salvation.
神是唯一能够给救恩的。
And Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of this. I want everyone to know about this because everyone needs the Christ who has saved me."
这里边保罗讲到，我不以福音为耻，因为每一个人都需要耶稣救赎的大能。
He reminds them that this message isn't just for some people. This is the good news for all people.
讲到这不是说对某些人的一个好信息，而是对所有人的一个好消息。
It says, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
而这里边可以释放神对神给所有罪人的救赎的大能，把它释放给所有的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
When he says the Jews and then also the Greeks, he's saying everyone.
他是不光是就是对要拯救犹太人，也要拯救所有的人。
This is the gospel message. This is the hope for all people all around the world.
这是对所有人的一个希望，是一个福音。
You know, when we think about it, I mean, it's pretty obvious, like our world's pretty chaotic right now.
我们可以看到我们现在的世界其实充满了混乱。
And we see like the divide and the anger and the fighting, right?
我们看很多的分割，很多的彼此的征战。
We see the division amongst ourselves.
我们也看到甚至基督徒中间也有很多的分歧。
Paul says it is the gospel that brings hope. It's the gospel who saves all who will believe.
那么保罗提醒我们，是福音是真正是救赎的大能，是福音把我们带到一起。
It's every nationality, every language, every ethnicity, every skin color, every background, every education level, your social status. It doesn't matter. Everyone needs the gospel. The gospel message is the same for everyone.
不管你的种族、你的语言、你的国籍，不管你是从哪里来，所有的人，任何人，所有的人都需要福音。
He says, "I'm not ashamed that people might make fun of me or persecute me or criticize me because he said this is the only message that can save."
保罗说我不以福音为耻，我不管别人可能会讥笑我，会嘲笑我，但是福音是真正救赎的这个好消息。
Paul understood that this message was the only hope for the people of his day, and it's the same truth today that it's the only hope for people today.
在保罗的时代，保罗知道这个消息是这个救赎的福音是人们真正的需要的这个最后的救赎的能力，这个信息当时是真的，到现在也是一样适合。
That salvation is only through Jesus Christ.
救恩只能是从耶稣基督而来。
Verse 16 and 17 again says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, 'The righteous shall live by faith.'"
像十六节、十七节讲到，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Verse 17, another way of reading righteousness of God could be righteousness from God.
那么在十七节我们可以读到，这个福音是从神而来。
It is God who declares us righteous through the work of Christ.
而是神通过这福音来向我们知道，向我们提醒，真是这福音的本质是耶稣基督。
It is through him and him alone that people are justified before God.
是通过主耶稣唯一能够得救的一个门。
So Paul says, hey, I want to teach people, even though they might disagree with me, even though they might be really against me, they need to know the truth.
保罗说到，我要教导人们，即使他们反对这个信息，但是他们要知道这是唯一得救的确据。
He understood that one day they would find out the truth, but he didn't want it to be too late for them. He wanted them to know the truth now.
他知道也许有些人最后能够找到这个最后的这个真理，但是他不希望人们等，他要马上告诉大家救恩的福音。
And so he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because there's the power to save, and that salvation is through Christ alone.
让我不以福音为耻，因为福音本是神的大能，要救一切。
That's why in John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
在约翰福音里边讲到，我是真是唯一的光，只有通过耶稣基督，我们才能够得救。
And it's only through Christ.
只有通过耶稣基督。
And this is the glorious, awesome message that we have today.
这是我们今天的信息。
That we have been entrusted, we have been graciously saved by God.
我们得到神的恩典，我们因神的恩典而得救。
And we've been entrusted with this message to share with others.
我们被给予的这个信息，我们也需要这个心意，要向所有的人去宣讲这个信息。
Paul not only says that he's not ashamed of the gospel because it has the power to save, but also because the gospel has the power to transform.
那么不仅是这个保罗讲到这个福音不仅是有救赎的大能，也有改变人生命的大能。
Says for in verse 17 of chapter 1 says, For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
那么在十七节讲到，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以基于信。
The righteous are the ones who have been declared righteous by God, who have been saved by Him.
真正的人的公义是神通过福音来定义的。
Says we have been saved by faith through Him, and now we are to live by faith.
我们是以因信得救，我们要以也是要这个信心来生活。
We have to live as new creatures in Christ.
我们要以真是在耶稣基督里成为一个新的生命。
Second Corinthians 5:17 says,
在哥林德后书五章七节讲到
it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
所有是信耶稣的人已经成为一个新的生命。
Because we're a new creation in Him. We've been changed by Him.
我们是因着耶稣我们得了一个新的生命，我们被这个耶稣的福音而整个的改变。
That doesn't mean we're perfect or we have it all together, but it's a lifelong process that God is using to make us more like Him.
神没有说我们现在已经是完美了，我们不要停止不前，而是我们一生都要在福音中去。
So here in Romans chapter 1, we see Paul's heart and his desire and his drive to get the gospel to you here at Rome.
我们在这个罗马书的第一章看到这个保罗心意，他要向所有的人宣讲福音。
Because he understood the power of this message. He understood the power of the saving grace of God.
因为他知道这个福音的救赎的大能。
So this morning as we look at a passage like this,
那今天早上我们一起看这段经文的时候
And I want to encourage you, I want to challenge you to think back, man, to remind yourself of where you came from.
我想提醒大家回想当初你信主的是怎样的接受福音的。
Remind yourself, not go back and dwell on maybe some bad days, I mean, God has forgiven you, God saved you, but remind yourself of when you were a sinner and Christ died for you.
而是提醒我们回想我们在做罪人的时候耶稣为我们而死。
And live back in the wonder of when you were newly saved, right? And you remember you knew where you were at, and you saw them. And there, I was hopeless, and Christ saved me. Get back to that spot.
我们回想我们当初的光景，我们真是罪人，没有任何的希望。在那种情况下，耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Allow that reality to cause you to worship God more.
那么在这种情况下，我们回想，我们真是心里边充满了感恩，真是不。一定真是不得不的去敬拜神。
If you're here this morning and you've never placed your faith in Christ, maybe you're not really even so sure about this message.
也许在今天的在座某些可能还没有把信心放在神的身上，还没有接受福音。
And there, I promise you, there are many of us here that would love to share this message with you.
我相信我们中间很多人都愿意和你分享这个福音。
We would love for you to know how you can have a relationship with God.
我们想让你知道你怎样能够和神建立起这种关系。
How you can know where you'll spend eternity.
那么知道永生是什么。
As Christians, and are we living in that wonder of the gospel?
作为基督徒，我们有没有真是在神的福音的这种奇妙大能中间生活？
And if you are you sharing that gospel with others?
如果你是这样做，你有没有向人们宣讲福音？
I would encourage us, man, it's tough, it's difficult, it's hard to open our mouth right and to share our faith, but let's not hold it in.
我知道有的时候可能我们觉得好像不容易张口去向人家宣讲福音，那么这时候让我们不要止步不前，我们要把福音宣讲出去。
Our world is screaming for answers in different ways.
我们整个世界需要福音。
And they're searching for truth.
他们一直在寻求真理。
And we have that truth. We have that hope.
我们有这个真理。
And it is tough. Maybe we'll be rejected. Maybe people won't like us if we try to share the gospel with them.
你知道这个不是件容易的事情，可能在分享的时候很多人会拒绝我们。
But I think Paul would say it's worth it.
但是保罗告诉我们这一切都值得。
Maybe think back to before you became a Christian.
那么回头想想当年在我们成为基督徒之前。
Maybe you were one of those people who ridiculed the person.
也许你是曾经是那一个嘲笑那些向你分享福音的基督徒。
And somehow God through His Spirit broke into your hard heart.
但是很奇妙的就是神的圣灵把你的心打开，所以你是成为那个得救的人。
My hope and prayer as we part ways here soon that we would just remember the wonder of the gospel and that we would boldly share that with others.
那我今天就想提醒大家，我们能够回想福音的奇妙和真是奇妙和美妙，我们能够壮胆去向世人宣讲福音。
This time we are going to we're going to take the Lord's Supper together.
那么下面我们一起来领圣餐。
This is a reminder to us as we think about the gospel. We think about what Christ has done for us.
这个要提醒我们，我们提醒福音的实质，提醒我们耶稣，提醒我们能够重新认识到耶稣为我们做的一切。
This is an opportunity for us as followers of Christ to be able to be reminded of God, be reminded of what He's done for us.
圣餐是为基督徒所预备的，让我们能够这个时候让我们提醒神的救恩。
I'm going to place the, in just a moment, I'm going to place the plates in the different spots around the room.
下面我把圣餐放在这个不同的地方。
I think this is a fitting time, a way to end our service this morning.
那么我们现在来领圣餐。
As we just think about what Christ has actually done for us.
让我们花一些时间来想耶稣为我们做的什么。
Take a moment on your own there or with the person next to you and spend some time with the Lord. And when you're ready, I would encourage you to go to the closest plate next to you and pick up the juice and the bread.
花一些时间来默想神在我们生命中的做工，当你准备好的时候，可以到最近的地方来取圣餐。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we thank you so much for your sacrifice for us.
亲爱的主啊，感谢你为我们做的牺牲。
Lord, we thank you for your love.
我们感谢你给我们的爱。
Lord, thank you for saving us, Father, even while we were sinners.
亲爱的天父，感谢你救赎救我们，即使是在我们罪人的时候。
Lord, we were hopeless and in a desperate position without you, Father.
我们毫无希望，在那个时候正是在死亡之中。
We thank you that you would offer us salvation.
感谢你给我们的救恩。
Lord, we thank you for the privilege to get to worship you here on this earth.
感谢你给我们这特权，今天可以敬拜你。
Lord, help us to follow you.
主啊，请你帮助我们能够跟随你。
And to serve you and to glorify you, Lord, with our lives.
能够服侍你，让你的名得以荣耀。
We ask this in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们以耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26.
在哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十六节。
Says this, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
十一章二十三到二十六节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。”你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Let's take the bread and the cup together.
让我们一起来领受饼和杯。
Alright, if you would, let's pray one more time.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for just the continual reminder each month, Lord, of your goodness to us.
亲爱的天父，感谢你，你对我们时刻提醒，真是你对我们那个大爱。
God, would you help us to never forget the wonder of the gospel?
主啊，请你帮助我们，让我们永远不要忘记福音的奇妙。
Father, help us to never forget and take for granted your sacrifice.
主啊，让我们真是心里边不要忘记你为我们做的牺牲。
Lord, would you give us a renewed excitement for you?
主啊，请你更新我们心里边，让我们心里边激励我们心里边的对福音的热情。
Lord, would you give us a boldness we've never experienced before, Lord, to share you with others?
主啊，请你给我们真实刚强壮胆，让我们能够向世界宣扬你的福音。
Lord, we thank you for you.
感谢你，主。
Yes, in Jesus' name, Amen.
为我们以耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.